Thank you. And we're glad to be your hosts, Mike and Kim, along with you. Reminding you, if you have something to share for the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at that. It might pop up on your local radio station here down the road. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in the Valentine area. Lots of things coming up, like Moonlight Madness. Yeah, check that one out. Chamber has lots of activities. Ice fishing tournament at the end of January, the Cork Thornton Memorial. Bull Bash right there on Valentine's Day, I think, in the middle of February. So a lot of things going on, and you can plan next summer's trip as well if you just want to go to visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and you need to be receiving your copy weekly. It's so easy to do. Just go to tsln.com. You can subscribe right there, plus get some new hot news as well. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Check it out today.
Had a little frost on the windshield this morning. It made me dig this one out. Maybe kind of a wintertime story, but you got to use your imagination on this, okay?
Okay.
This was sent in by Dave and Bev Penn a while back to the good stuff. So, how did you break your arm? Even if you aren't a skier, you'll be able to appreciate the humor of the slopes as written by a New Orleans paper. A friend just got back from a holiday skiing trip to Utah with the kind of story that warms the cockles of anybody's heart. Conditions were perfect. 12 below zero. No feeling in the toes. Basic numbness all over. And the tell-me-when-we're-having-fun kind of day. One of the women in the group complained to her husband that she was in dire need of a restroom. He told her not to worry, that he was sure that there would be a relief station waiting at the top of the lift in the form of a powder room for female skiers in such distress. He was wrong, of course, and the pain did not go away. If you've ever had nature hit its panic button in you, then you know what a temperature of 12 below doesn't help matters at all. With time running out, the woman weighed her options. Her husband, picking up an intensity of the pain, suggested that since she was wearing an all-white ski outfit, she could go off into the woods and no one would even notice. He assured her, the white will provide more than adequate camouflage, so she headed for the tree line, began lowering her ski pants, and proceeded. If you've ever parked on a side of a slope, then you know that there's a right-of-way and a wrong way to set your ski so you don't move. Yep, you got it. She had them positioned the wrong way. Steep slopes are not forgiving, even during the most embarrassing moments. Without warning, the woman found herself skiing backward, out of control, racing through the trees, somehow missing all of them, and onto another slope. Her derriere and the reverse side were still bare, her pants down around her knees, and she was picking up speed all the while. She continued backwards, totally out of control, creating an unusual vista for the other skiers. The woman skied back under the lift and finally collided violently with a pylon. The bad news was that she broke her arm and was unable to pull up her ski pants. At long last, her husband arrived, putting an end to her show, then summoned the ski patrol. They transported her to the hospital, while in the emergency room, a man with an obviously broken leg was put in the bed next to hers. So, how did you break your leg? She said, trying to make some small talk. It was the stupidest thing ever, he said. I was riding up this ski lift, and suddenly I couldn't believe my eyes. There was this crazy woman skiing backwards, out of control, down the mountain, with her bare bottom hanging out. I leaned over to get a better look and fell out of the ski lift. So, how did you break your arm?
Oh, wow.
All right.
Very amusing. Some observations. Shopping tip. You can get shoes for $2.50 at the bowling alley.
Good idea.
I married my wife for her looks, but not the ones she's been giving me lately. Every day, I beat my own previous record for number of consecutive days I've stayed alive. Now, that's a great way to look at it.
That's a positive attitude,
yeah.
Isn't it?
If carrots are so good for the eyes, how come I see so many expired bunnies on the highway? Darn. How come we choose from just two people to run for president and 50 for Miss America?
I've thought about that, and I've heard that in the past. And
yeah, I think number one, we talked about it. Yeah. And my last one of these, snowmen fall from heaven unassembled.
Unassembled. Some assembly required.
That's right.
So that reminds me, if you have something to share about a holiday story, whether it's a family joke type thing or just an interesting story that you think people would enjoy hearing, send that to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station like Wheatland, Wyoming's KYCN 1340 AM, kicking country for the good stuff.